We shall see, man. I'm excited.
Terrific.
Super excited, William. All right. That's an old phone call on there, right? Or is that a new one?
All gone.
Good. Because we have content to get to, Will. And please, you work so hard for it. Give it to us, Daddy.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't drop the f***ing mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the f*** up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's life!
It's woke news on the Johnny B. Show.
Why do I imagine that that's what that Billy Cremino guy sounds like?
Who?
The guy yesterday. The guy in Highland Park guy. Did I get his name right? Is it Bobby?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I was so thankful not to know anything about that.
Yeah.
I wasn't checking Twitter. I was off the grid. I was so happy. Yeah. And then I came back today. I was like, oh God.
Yeah, I saw, I watched, you know, I got enough information, you know, but you know, we're trained on, we've learned over the years on how to consume the information in the right way and get the details and kind of sift through, you know, what sensationalism is and what the truth is and the facts are and kind of get it that way, you know, and I try to do that, but man, just to see a lot of people's reaction on social media, it's just, everybody's gone crazy. And that's what happens. You know, people were, you know, they know how to get right to your emotions, and it's very, very sad that people get shot and killed. I will say that it sucks.
Yeah.
But jumping to conclusions, I mean, I saw people that I really like, Will, that I really like a lot, you know, doing that narrative, you know, saying, hey, you know, how many white men are going to kill people before something happens? And I go, oh my God, man. Are you really letting them do this to you? Are you really? Okay.
And let me guess, you're white, too. I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, white girl. Yeah.
Right.
And I used to get upset at them for that, but I don't anymore because I know why they're like that, you know? Like, they just absorb so much of this crap, and it's just, it's...
Listen,
it's very sad.
I agree, and there's a lot of people that are in my friend group. I would say the vast majority of my friends lean left. I would say 80-90%.
Right? I have a lot of friends like that, too, yeah, and I love them. They're my friends. Yeah.
Absolutely. Same here. I respect them. I love them, and they're allowed, certainly, to have opinions that sure. I don't like. It makes me roll my eyes, but I even put a post up on Instagram yesterday. I was like, listen, cheers to posted stupid crap online. Because there was a lot of it. I did notice. Yeah. It was kind of frustrating because can you just take a day off? You know, yes. It's 4th of July. Can people just enjoy the holiday without you bitching and complaining for one day? But, I mean, absolutely, it's your right. Cheers to you. You're certainly allowed to do it. But, my goodness, how annoying it was. Just one day. Man, one day. No, we can't.
Take a break, man. Turn your TV off. Get off of Facebook, get off of Twitter for a couple of days, man. You'll be so happy.
It's great.
You really will.
Yeah.
Right? Good God, man.
It was so nice not knowing what was going on in the world yesterday when I was on a boat, I was swimming, I was drinking, I was enjoying company, and it was nice. My buddy sent me that, like, and I was like, what is this? And he goes, oh, this is the newest, you know, wanted to get your thoughts on this. I go, dude, I don't even know what that is. I was like, I'm really glad. I'll get back to you later because I just want to enjoy my day. I'm done. Yeah. I'm off.
I know. I briefly touched on it with Leah. I go, look, it's sad. People are out enjoying a parade. They got shot. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. I go, but also, it's Chicago, you know, and I know it was the suburbs, whatever, you know, but every day. I don't know how many people, but more than six probably are shot and killed every day in Chicago, and nobody hears about it. And, you know, those people's lives don't matter. Those people don't count. You know what I mean? It's like it sucks. It sucks that anybody gets shot and killed. I mean, it really does, you know. But now it seems like the narrative, they're trying to say it's not mental health. I've heard politicians say stop blaming mental health. This is a white supremacy issue. And I'm like, what?
Prove it. Where's any proof? There have been some. But not
sure,
every single,
but
I
there's
don't know. Yeah.
There's also on the other side of it. You know, the guy in New York had a YouTube page about killing white people. The guy in Wisconsin, black right. guy, drove through a parade trying to kill white people.
No, you not mean, him. The car, the vehicle drove through a parade.
My
That's
bad.
How it's framed, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. It's like there's bad people everywhere of every Absolutely. Color for all have different reasons for being bad. But you can't deny they're nuts if you kill people. You're not sane. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus, man. You see the pictures of this guy yesterday?
Yeah. He was
You think that guy's not nutty?
Yeah, he definitely had a look about him, for sure.
Well, a lot of people are saying he's one of these, what is it, the ultra government conspiracy. What is that, the thing that people say where they're programmed by the government to kill?
Oh, for MK Ultra guy?
MK Ultra, yeah. That, those are the real conspiracy theories. Like those are the ones that dive deep into conspiracy theories. You know, I really like Sam Tripoli as a comedian, but man, he's one of the biggest conspiracy theory guys out there. And I follow his social media and stuff. Very funny guy. And look, some of the stuff he says, I go, might not be wrong, but then there's some other stuff where I go, oh, that's real deep, man. That's some real deep conspiracy stuff. But yeah. Like I said, I'm not going to preach that stuff, but it is a little weird. Like, this guy was also on the FBI radar.
Of course he was. They, that's the thing. They all are.
I know.
And for some reason, they slipped through the cracks.
He had a music video where he was doing a school shooting, Will. He's a rapper.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Look, I mean, it's art, right? So you got to look at it kind of with a grain of salt and look at it through. No, I mean, for real.
Yeah.
Because
right,
you don't want to start. I mean, yeah, it's certainly concerning where you go, what the. But you can't start doing Minority Report on people and start bringing them in for making some sort of video.
Maybe keep your eye on them when they're buying guns and weapons and bullets and everything else, you know?
Dude, I've heard the conspiracy about the FBI kind of pushing people in this direction purposefully, maybe so they could get the narrative that we need to ban these weapons. Look, I don't know if it's true. I know that.
I don't know either, man. I don't know about that.
I do know for a fact that the FBI is implicated and set up Muslims after 9/11 to do these things, and then they would break up the set them up, give them money. Has that been proven?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's reporting in the New York Times with these stories, a few years ago.
But then you got,
9/11.
Like, the kid in Parkland, who I don't remember his name because I don't want to know his name because I don't think you should be famous for doing that kind of stuff, right? But I know he's the Parkland shooter. I could see his face in my head. But he was another one who was all over the FBI. His stepmom called in and said, hey, he's going to shoot up the school.
Oh, they knew. That kid did everything but stand out in front of the school with a sign saying, I'm going to do something very bad. He was on the radar. He was on the cops' radar. He was on the FBI's radar. So I mean, I don't know. It's just weird that these people are all known to authorities, and they tend to do something crazy. So yeah. I don't know.
This kid yesterday looked like a maniac, dumbass kid.
Yeah,
that's what he looked like to me. Where's Waldo? Tuttle looking guy.
Yeah,
sorry Tuttle, but yeah. He looked like you.
Yeah, a little bit. He had that look a little bit.
If Tuttle was a crazy rapper,
right?
I'm glad they didn't have pictures of Tuttle and come here and get him before they found that guy.
Yeah, for sure. A woke Universal Music Group worker claims that he was fired for quote speaking up about abortion rights. It was after he admitted that he refused to work because he was quote in mourning over the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. His name is Michael Lopez. He's a production coordinator, at Universal Music Enterprises, blasted his company as anti-gay for terminating, quote, a queer person during Pride Month for speaking up in defense of abortion rights.
He's hitting all the points.
Oh, yeah. Michael.
Was it racist also? Because his last name's Lopez.
He refused to work. He wrote a LinkedIn. He wrote a LinkedIn post about not working, and that's why you got fired.
I ain't gonna lie, that's what happened in my last day job. They told me I had to work a night shift. I told them I couldn't. I called in 3 days in a row, and I don't work there anymore.
It's one of those things where it's like any sort of retribution. Like you could do anything, and then you claim like, oh, well, I got fired because of my identity. It's like, no.
No.
You, prove it.
You broke the rules.
You said you wrote a LinkedIn post saying that I'm not working because I'm in mourning. Well, if you don't do your job and they're paying you, Julia had a coworker like this, too, where he's mentally ill, okay? And she works for one of these companies that are very much into, as all of them are, CMGs like this, too, a diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Sure. Procedure. And I'm okay with that. Yeah.
As long as it's not
crazy.
As long as they're just sending emails that I can delete, I'm okay with it.
Sure.
But, you know, these companies hire people based on their identity. And I don't know for sure. Did I tell this story already on air?
I don't remember.
Okay, so I don't know if they hired this person explicitly because he has some mental problems and they wanted to check that box.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, if you're having like a scavenger hunt, you know, and you go, well, we need a crazy one.
Right, like, oh, right. Because we want to be inclusive. And we want to help people by giving people who are perhaps struggling, you know, a job and give them purpose.
I like it.
Like, it's nice. Like, the reasons are nice, but it's dragging these corporations down. Their production goes down. So she's got to deal with this. This dude is on her team, and she's saying, all right, here's what I need. You know, I'm going to give you a checklist of things to do. Here you go. Do this. And she comes back days later and says, so what do you got? And then he goes, oh, I couldn't do it. I was so depressed. I was just in bed.
Oh,
I couldn't do anything. So he was paid, you know, he's paid thousands of dollars for this job,
man.
That he's just not doing. And, you know, there's excuses that I'm ill. Well, okay. So now the company's in a predicament because they don't want to just get rid of this dude and he's expressed that he might hurt himself or might do these things.
And in the company's defense, I mean, at the very least, you should make it through your 90-day probationary period before you start taking crazy days.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he did, or I don't know, but something happened there. So the work's not getting done, so she has to do it now. And then it drives her nuts because she's getting
burnt out. She should take some time off because it's stressing her out.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, she's one of the good employees that they have, so she's cleaning up the mess from these, you know, people who aren't doing anything, collecting a salary. So now this company's talking about, well, you know, we need to get him into some treatment. We need to do this and this. Maybe we should just, you know, get rid of him, but give him a severance, give him $50,000 to kind of walk.
Yeah.
So you just get this job, don't do anything, and then are rewarded $50,000 to sign a piece of paper saying that you won't sue the company for termination. I mean, this is insane. It's not sustainable.
Man, I would love to sue somebody for something.
Me too.
Some easy money.
Yeah. I love a good scam.
I told you the one that I dropped the ball on. I talked about it years ago. The theme park too fat to ride on the rides scam that I came up with too late.
Yeah.
Because now they have the tester seats out front to make sure you can fit before you go through the line.
Yeah.
They didn't used to have those. And I just said, you know what? I know I'm not going to fit, so I wouldn't go on the ride. But now, in retrospect, looking back in 2002, big fat-ass 500-pound Johnny B should have went to Disney World, should have stood in line, and it's a small world for irony purposes, and got to the ride and been like, I don't fit in the ride, and then just started crying and said, I'm the most humiliated I've ever been in my life. This was the worst day of my life. They didn't have any signs out front saying that, you know, that these were, you know, sizest rides and that you couldn't be a fat person, which, you know, over 60% of the country is considered obese. Why wouldn't they have something for me? And Disney would have been like, just give this guy $5 million to shut his fat crying mouth. And I dropped the ball. I dropped it.
Yeah. I mean,
damn it.
Sure. I mean, why not? Give it a whirl. You know, I have a theory. You know the kid in Orlando, the black kid that was on the ride?
Yeah, very sad.
He died. Here's a theory. What if, not saying it's the case, I'm just saying, just theorizing, I'm just kicking around the ball here.
Oh, boy.
What if the ride operator, this big kid gets on, he can't fit. He's not fitting.
Yeah.
I
think he weighed 380 pounds or something. He was 14 years old.
What if they were like, okay, this kid doesn't fit, but I don't want to say anything because I don't want to be called a racist for not letting this kid ride the ride.
I would say maybe, but what I saw in the investigation is they had kind of rigged one of the rides for any fat person that wanted a ride. So they had already kind of they bypassed the sensors that say it's locked down tight enough.
Okay.
And they said, and I think what came out of it is they said that was like their special fat one. So that if somebody was a little big, they would just put them in that one, lock them in, and then they would ride it. So that was bound to happen sooner or later. So I don't know why they did that.
It's still kind of along the lines of being inclusive, you know,
sure.
Of larger bodied individuals who are, you're putting people's lives at risk.
Oh my
so
God.
So you're not mean. You know, so
I think about what happened
feel
to that.
Uncomfortable.
I think about what happened to that kid, and it's
awful.
It's so cringy and horrifying, man. Just what a scary way to go, you know. And it's like, it sucks, man. Like those people, like somebody should be in prison. Whoever authorized them to do that to that ride. I mean, the family's going to get paid. They're going to be rich, but they don't have their kid anymore. You know what I mean?
It's disgusting. Well, they're going to get paid, boy.
As they should.
Paid out. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
I mean, this is an example of this type of mentality, this diversity, inclusion, no matter what, of literally killing people. I mean, is it worth it? Is it worth, you know, putting this fat kid in a ride and so he can be included and then he dies? Is that worth it? I mean, no, clearly no. That's the answer. So.
But you're right. Like I almost had an argument with somebody today over the mass shooting stuff because somebody was really going in on how this is a white supremacy thing and how white people are killing everybody. And then I saw that clip from The View last week where they were saying you need to abolish the whole Republican Party because they support massacres. And it was just they were just spewing basically hate speech, but it was OK. And look, I'm not defending Republicans here, okay? I'm saying if this is on either side of the fence, it's hate speech, what they were saying. It was unbelievable. And this person was going in on how it's a white person problem. And I wanted so bad to just lay out a few stats, right? But if I do, I'm defending white people and automatically assumed to be racist. And I'm not. I just don't want people automatically jumping all over one group of people with the wrong numbers and the wrong stats. It's like, look, this is, it's not a race issue. Okay. There's crazy ass people in the world and stop. Like, you know, like, and if I try to defend myself or defend, you know, white guys, then I look like an asshole. And that's not what I'm trying to do. I just think it's unfair. And I think it's stupid. I think the majority of the people doing it are white girls.